while we were trying to come up with something else, I listened to one of Paul Gilbert's Sniglets ideas, this riff that he was playing, like a Bo Diddley riff or a kind of a Rolling Stones thing. And I wrote it on the spot. Everybody Needs a Little Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I had Skyped my partner, Andre Pessis, and then another buddy, Tony Finucci, and I go, hey guys, we need to, come up with some lyrics. And we did. We came up with, you know, half of them. And then, I sang what I had on the guy vocal. The guys played it and they loved it. And it was kind of, it was like the fun track because we spent more time on that just having fun. And also a little tidbit of information is that when Paul Gilbert did all of his solos, like improv, you know?
Oh, wow.
No, he didn't. He didn't take it home and work on it. I mean, he just kind of, what would I, you know, he kind of did it live.
He's a virtuoso, and, so, you know, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he does.
So, like, nobody's in shock.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So this guy came in, one of our engineers, and he said, oh, my God, did you hear Chuck Berry just passed away? And we were bowing our head, and we were going, oh, man, that guy, you know, did so much for rock and roll music, and looking into his life, and then we were cutting that song, and Paul goes, man, I'm going to do like a Chuck Berry intro to my solo, you know, like a little homage to, mm-hmm. or not homage, but a little, you know, tip of the hat, you know?
Yeah.
So that was cool, you know, a lot of things were, it was spontaneous, improv record, didn't have a lot of time to do anything and just throw it into the cage and did it.